with the weird fabby, okay?
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, indeed, and here we are, finally back with Reality Check each and every Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. At 7:40, we do the juiciest of gossip.
Oh, yes, we do, girl.
Ooh, it is a fun time, and our studio is super fun.
Oh, yes.
Of course, before, so we are on Facebook Live. You definitely want to chime in because we have a real celebrity in studio today.
We do.
Also, I want to say hello to Danielle Boucher. She is our latest and greatest to join Midwest Family Broadcasting. She really wanted to be here. She's a big fan of this lady that we have in studio as well. Of course, we also want to show some love to Ms. Erin Martin from Pink Shade Podcast Girl.
Hey, Erin.
Hey, I'm so excited for today.
Yes.
I know you are. So listen, I want to let you know also, if you have questions for our celebrity that is in studio, 321-0931. Before we introduce her, take a listen to this. I think you'll get somewhat of a tea on it. Here we go. Take a listen.
Say goodbye. I just wanted you here.
And so is Lizzie in Life After Lockup.
Maybe I might give Scott another chance.
The all-new series premieres Friday at 9, only on WeTV and the WeTV app.
Yes, it is true. Mm-hmm. Say hello, everyone. Madtown, we have Lizzie from Love After Lockup and Life After Lockup from WeTV in studio. Woo! Goodbye.
Hi, everybody.
We are so pumped that you're here.
We are so excited.
I'm very excited to be here, too.
It is no joke.
Yeah, I never done radio before in my life.
So. Really?
Yeah, oh, never.
Nice.
This is my first time.
We're
a
first.
I'm a virgin.
Krista. Oh, my God. We're a virgin.
I wonder you guys are popping my cherry right now.
Oh, we are. I'm so happy. I know, right?
I love her.
Yes. So, Tracy, tell everyone how quick, you know, quickly how we all met.
So, really quick, we love our Angelina from Rock and Glam, right?
Oh, yes. I love Angelina. Oh, my goodness. So amazing.
So, this is how we met. Like, you get your hair done.
I do.
By Angelina.
At Rock and Glam,
And we were there for Diva for a Day, and Krista was like, hey, you know Lizzie? Lizzie comes here, and there we go.
And there we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we went to lunch, and here we are today.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, Miss Erin Martin, of course, girl, you are a huge fan of Lizzie as well.
I am a huge fan. My podcast, Pink Shade with Erin Martin, we are all in, 2 feet in, Love After Lockup, and now Life After Lockup, which is the continuation of season two, where we follow the five couples who were on season two and one. Lizzie is like the breakout star, people. You have reality TV greatness in your midst right now. I mean, she is carrying the show in many ways, and we are like, we are such enormous fans.
Oh, thank you, Erin. I love you too.
Yes.
Super, super
so
sweet.
So tell us your backstory, Lizzie. Like, what was your path that led you to prison?
Oh my goodness. My path was so destruction. Like, I was hooking, stripping, doing a bunch of drugs. Like, I literally was not playing by any rules except my own. And so I ended up doing 10 years in prison between California and Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then I started doing heroin while I was in prison. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? Yeah. Who does heroin while they're in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was a rough place. I wouldn't wish prison on anybody. I really wouldn't. It's like, it's not, I mean, I really wish there was, I mean, I tried getting rehabilitated while I was in there, but then they kicked me out because I was too high. So, I mean, it's like, it's not the place for anybody. You know? I mean, especially a person that has a drug problem, you know, because alcohol is a drug.
Yep.
So I think that maybe, you know, they should have maybe tried treatment with me because I never had that before.
Right.
But if I didn't go to prison, I wouldn't be here today with you guys.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I'm so blessed, you know.
So while you're in prison, girl, it is no joke. Some reality show decides to come on over to where you're located.
Yeah.
How the heck did you get on this show?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So I was in segregation because I got caught with drugs in prison. So I was facing more prison time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so WeTV, Sharp Entertainment, decided that they were going to produce this show. There's no name on it at the time, right? Mm-hmm. And this is November 2016.
Okay.
So I get a letter saying that we would like to do a reality show. Uh-huh. And of course, I had an illegal cell phone while I was in prison. And so I sent them a video of me while I was in my prison cell. Total illegal, whatever.
Like, I love it.
Hey, you know, I was like, this is me. Yeah. And then so they said, oh my goodness, we have to have this girl. And then so after that, I was supposed to get out in August. I didn't. So I didn't get out until a year later. So I was, well, Scott is technically on season one.
Okay.
So I was supposed to be on season one. There's a little of us on season one. So yeah. We were season one, season two, and then now Life After Lockup.
Okay. Wow.
Wow, girl.
Yeah, I was there from the beginning, man.
I know, right?
You were, yeah.
Wow. It's amazing. I remember Lizzie in that prison cell decorated with all of your snowflakes.
I know. It was wintertime, Christmas. I have to decorate. I mean, got to make
you're
it home.
So cute. She's adorable.
I love it.
It was amazing.
So, Erin, are there any questions that your listeners you think would want to know about Lizzie?
Oh, my God. My listeners want to know everything. And
everything.
Just to promote a longer interview, Lizzie is going to come on the Pink Shade podcast with me, which you can find anywhere on any podcast listening app. And we're going to be able to ask her all those questions. But for now, the question that comes up the most is where can we find the recipe for prison pie?
Oh my goodness, on my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel. It's Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, and it's K-O-M-M-E-S, my last name, Comis. Okay, so it's on my YouTube channel. I got tons of videos about prison stuff.
Yep.
Jailhouse makeup is on there. It got like 1.5 million views.
Okay.
I mean,
Dang. So yeah.
Wow. I know it went viral because what you do is you take deodorant on a magazine to make the eyeshadow.
Yeah,
he's
got the tip like no other.
Yeah.
He has mad tip.
Yes. I love that. I'm going on your YouTube channel. Yes, I didn't know about all this.
That's where you can make prison pie, jailhouse makeup. I also tell prison stories. There's a sad story about one of my friends who was like suicide, but it really wasn't suicide.
Aww,
so there's lot of inside stuff to prison on my channel.
Yeah,
so now I'm doing like kind of cooking videos. Yeah. I don't know, like, you know, there's prison stuff, cooking videos, and every single video, Velvet Bombs. That's my kitty cat. You know?
So, oh, I know. Yeah. She's always, it's so cute.
Yeah.
Hey, so Lizzie, what is life now like for you being a reality star? Like, what is this like now?
So funny. I don't really even think I'm a reality star. So
oh,
weird.
Yes, you are,
it's
girl.
So weird. I mean, no, it really is. I don't see myself as a celebrity, so it's like, and I'm never gonna change that, no matter how big I get.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, because, dude, like last year I was sitting in a prison cell.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean.
Yeah.
And here I am on 93.1 Jams talking to you guys on the radio. Like,
you're so sweet, honey.
That's why I love you. You're so humble and just down to earth.
I know, right?
I love and honest.
Yeah,
I love
it's
that.
Very honest.
I really do.
Yeah, because I mean, like I said, you know, I have addictions and everything, you know, and there's so many people I relate to on my Instagram that like they ask me for help. And I literally, if you DM me and you need help and you're going through depression, addiction, whatever, I'm there for you guys, you know, so.
Yeah.
Girl, awesome. We love that.
Yeah.
We also love the fact that every Friday night we can watch Life After Lockup.
Yes.
This particular scene was quite a delight to watch.
I got non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic on a Friday night?
I can't drink. I don't drink because I was a heroin addict in prison.
Oh, in prison you were?
In prison. I was in prison for like 10 years.
Dang.
You think you need another one of those, right?
it is a little empty there.
Poor guy.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Let's be honest. He was a complete dork.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm not a mean person.
I'm just
kind of
dorky.
Like, he was not my type.
No. You would eat him alive,
that
girl.
That guy came walking in that Mr. Rogers sweater, and I was like, this is not going to work out. Turn around.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers sweater.
So, Lizzie, for people that have yet to chime in to watching Life After Lockup, when can they find you there?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So, Life After Lockup airs every Friday at 9 p.m., 8 Central on WeTV.
So good.
Yeah,
so
very good.
And when it comes to following you on social media, where can we find you?
Okay, so I have an Instagram, Lizzie Love After Lockup. And then I also have a Twitter. Okay, you guys just bear with me with my Twitter. I don't know how to use it that well. Just so you know.
You're so cute.
I'm trying, though. I'm trying. I do tweet now. It's not that great, but I tweet. Yeah. And then I also have my YouTube channel, Lizzie Comis, K-O-M-M-E-S.
Right.
So those are my three social medias I have.
Woo!
girl.
Yes, honey.
So once again, Miss Erin Martin, you're going to have this fabulous woman, and you guys are going to get into the real tea of this. Is that right?
Yes, Lizzie, I cannot wait. We are going to chat about everything. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait. With Erin Martin. It's coming up. We're going to schedule it very soon, if not today.
I think you should.
Yeah,
right?
I think you should. Yeah.
Also, something else I think we need to schedule is a ladies' night out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. That'd be awesome.
We definitely have to do that.
Girls, I will bring the prison pie. It's happening.
Oh, it is happening.
Yes.
There you have it, everyone. Reality check with our dearest friend. Now, I really do. We consider you a friend because you're just super fun to hang out with. It is Lizzie from Life After Lockup on WeTV every Friday night. Check her out at 9, 8 Central. And, of course, we'll put all the information up on Facebook that you can definitely follow her. Yeah. Miss Erin Martin, girl, we love you.
Yes.
Love you, Erin.
Lizzie, love you.
I love you too, Erin.
And, hey, by the way, make sure you follow Erin Martin as well, as she is graced on the Jenny McCarthy Show each week.
Oh, yeah. You're on Sirius every Friday, right, with Jenny?
Yes, Sirius XM Stars Channel 109 every Friday.
I can't wait to meet Jenny.
Yeah. I know.
Erin, you got to make it happen. I have to meet Jenny, just so you know.
We're working on it, girl. Okay. We are working on it.
Okay. Krista and I, too, Erin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to meet Jenny, too, by the way. Hey, why don't we all just go meet her?
Yes, I think so.
And there you have it. That's Reality Check.
So nasty and so rude.